This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's never easy being a farmer, right? Uncertainty kind of goes with that job description, from weather to crop yields to market prices to nowadays trade wars and tariffs. So with harvest going full swing in a whole lot of the country, another installment now of our series, My Economy, about people out there just trying to get by.
My name is Blake Hurst, and I farm in northwest Missouri. We grow corn and soybeans, and I also serve as president of Missouri Farm Bureau. We're about 2 weeks into our fall harvest, and it is without a doubt my favorite time of the year and the most beautiful time of the year as well. So I get the opportunity to do a lot of different tasks during the year because of the seasonality of farming. So it's just a different job every day, and I think that's what I like the best. I mean, we really have had a very wet year, and harvest is late. It's delayed. We're in a rush to get it done before we would normally, you know, expect snow in winter. And so there's just a lot of stress, and people are feeling that. And then they add that to, just economic stress that we're feeling because of low prices. So, yeah, people are not happy. As it turns out, of course, the flooding and the excess moisture this summer has supported market prices by cutting production, but we can't sell as many soybeans. 2 years ago, we sold 1 in 3 bushels we raised. I mean, we, meaning U.S. agriculture, sold 1 in 3 bushels we raised to China, and those sales have essentially gone away. We're still selling some soybeans to China, but not nearly what we used to, then that's made the price lower than it would have been otherwise. So that's how it affects us. I mean, we're an agriculture community. I mean, our town has 1,500 people. Our county, which is about 5,000 people living here, so very low population. Almost all of them dependent on agriculture in some way. They work at the local seed dealership. They work at the grain elevator. They work at the ethanol plant. All those businesses have seen a drop in revenue, and so it's just an economic burden on everybody in the community. Am I going to do something different? I'm 62 years old and don't know anything better. So it's a little bit late. You know, farming, having said all those things, farming is cyclical, and as I tell my son-in-laws and nephews and stuff, when you put on that free seed corn cap, you know, like they give us, when you started farming and, you know, we're all excited about your first planting season, you knew that it was a business where some years are good and some aren't good, but you know that it will get better. You just ride it out and try not to be in a financial situation where the next down cycle will put you out of business. That's the key.
That was Blake Hurst. He's a corn and soybean farmer out in Atchison County, Missouri. We need you and your stories to make this series work, right? So take a second. Let us know how your economy is doing, would you? You can do that at marketplace.org.